Welcome back, everybody, to a special Whispering Gallery winter gathering. The twinkle lights are glowing, and the Netflix fireplace is casting a cheerful amber glow over the room, and baby, it's cold outside. The season to be freezing, and to clear paths for dachshunds through the snow, and Boomer. I'm so glad you could make it. It means you made it through the introduction with the jingle jangle of the little dog collars. Help yourself to the virtual hot chocolate bar, and be sure to try the marshmallows. Gather a few of your favorite hors d'oeuvres from the virtual buffet table and pull up a comfortable seat. Your hot cocoa can go over there on the warmer next to your flashlight. Maybe I should have offered virtual green tea, vegetable tempura, and bento boxes? Still, here we are. Tonight we're going to be talking about The 36 Ghosts, Woodblock Prints by Tsukiyokai Yoshitoshi. This wintry gathering of like-minded, spooky art story fans has been in the works since early summer 2021. I went to Minneapolis, Minnesota for a funeral, and while there I was planning on visiting the Minnesota Institute of Art, MIA or MIA. I stumbled across a blog post about them purchasing a print or two from a series of ghost-themed woodblock prints by Japanese artist Tsukiyokai Yoshitoshi. Quote, MIA recently acquired a collection of some of Yoshitoshi's best-known works, including prints from the 36 Ghosts series. His work is suddenly popular again among collectors. His ghosts, embodying the transitory nature of life, the precarious state of existence, have ironically outlived their creator, their immortality all but ensured, unquote. From the blog article, Yoshitoshi, Master Draftsman Transformed, at artsmia.org. Yoshitoshi's work was compared to the Brothers Grimm fairy tales. Yoshitoshi prefers to show the before or after, not the actual violent event, if there was one. Sound like someone we know? Edward Gorey? I emailed the MIA, hopeful that I might be able to see one of the woodblock prints, but it turned out I'd missed seeing it on display a year earlier, and that was that. Why did this particular woodblock print fit the Whispering Gallery so well? It was one of a collection of prints of ghosts he had created. I've read he wanted to create 100, but there are 36 ghost woodblock prints. I've heard the ghost expression may not be entirely accurate as a translation, especially as you dig into the stories. There are some ghosts, but there are other strange things depicted, including demons. There's a Japanese game played at night that relates to ghost stories. I'll read you a quote from the page 100 Ghost Stories on Wikipedia.org. Quote, a gathering of 100 supernatural tales, a popular Japanese game played at night when people would meet to share folklore, ghost stories, and their own antidotes. Stories were told one by one with a light of 100 candles, blowing out a candle after each story. The game was first played by samurai as a test for courage, but quickly became widespread. With each candle going down, it was believed that a channel for ghosts and spirits was created, the one that they could use to travel into the world of living. After all the candles were extinguished, it was believed that something ghostly could occur. Unquote. In the introduction to this episode, I told stories including shape-changing foxes and a ghost who was laid to rest. This gave us our first step into the world of Japanese ghost and paranormal stories. as we linger by the virtual fire, space heater aglow, snow falling and twinkle lights sparkling, take a moment to make yourself comfortable. Relax and settle back into the cushions as we do a little armchair traveling to the country of Japan and the ghost stories illustrated by Yoshitoshi Nezgakusei. Students, Kibori, woodcarvers, and Hangaka, printmakers. We'll be following in the footsteps of those in Victorian England who told chilling ghost stories on Christmas Eve, to tell Japanese ghost stories into the late hours of the winter's night. Welcome, my friends and spooky art fans. Pay no mind to the eyes looking around the room from the painting across the way. You are safe here in the Whispering Gallery. I don't speak Japanese, so I apologize for any mispronounced words before we begin. I tried to use Google Translate to get an idea of how to pronounce the Japanese words in this episode. The collection of 36 ghosts was the last major work by Tsukiyokai Yoshitoshi. 36 woodblock prints showed illustrations of scenes containing ghosts, demons, and other paranormal stories. When I found out about them, I couldn't wait to share them with you. Given the dead end I met at Mia due to my timeline, I resorted to some detective work looking for a book about the 36 ghosts. There had to be a way to see them. Before we get too far down the road, we need to find out about ukiyo-e. Britannica.com explains, quote, ukiyo-e, Japanese, pictures of the floating world, one of the most important genres of art, the Tokugawa period, 1603 to 1867 in Japan. The style is a mixture of the realistic narrative of the Imaki picture scrolls produced in the Kamakura period, and the mature decorative style of the Momoyama and Tokugawa periods. The ukiyo-e style also has about it something of both native and foreign realism. Screen paintings were the first works to be done in the style. These depicted aspects of the entertainment quarters, euphemistically called the floating world, of Edo, modern Tokyo, and other urban centers. Common subjects included famous courtesans and prostitutes, kabuki actors, and well-known scenes from kabuki plays and erotica. More important than screen painting, however, were woodblock prints, ukiyo-e artists being the first to exploit that medium. A new interest in the urban everyday world and its market motivated the swift development of ukiyo-e prints designed for mass consumption, unquote. That came from Britannica.com. There is a book titled Yoshitoshi's 36 Ghosts by John Stevenson, published by the University of Washington Press, available on Amazon if you want to get a copy. There's one for over $100, but there's also one for around $41. I'm not sure how the content is different, but you can also look for used copies on Amazon as well. The book is 17.5 by 10.5 inches, and the woodblock prints are displayed at 8.5 by 13 inches. Quoting a blog post from the Ronin Gallery, Decoding Ukiyo-e Standard Sizes by Madison Folks, August 11, 2016, quote, IBAN, measuring 13 inches by 9 inches, 34 centimeters by 23 centimeters. The IBAN size is in between the popular Chubon and Obon formats. This format is somewhat rare, unquote. And that came from RoninGallery.com. So the woodblock prints may be in IBAN format, and that would have dictated the size of the book. If your bookshelf is like mine, all of the big books are a lot of different sizes in regards to how tall they are. The book is not really hard to manage until you open it and try to read it. May I recommend a library table or maybe a kitchen table? It's not quite as easy to read before bedtime as a novel. Now, even though I told a story about a male ghost in the introduction, usually Japanese ghosts are female. All 36 prints are listed in the table of contents, which in itself is art, and the composition holds expertly placed autumn leaves and a spider's web running across the page, building the spooky into the book of compiled ghost stories right from the beginning. The first 12 woodblock prints in the collection of 36 ghosts include Sadanobu threatening a demon in the palace at night, Heron Maiden, Takeda Katsuchio killing an old badger in the moonlight, Omori Hikoshi encountering a demon, the ghost of Sagan haunting Sakurasime, the old woman retrieving her arm, Oniwaka observing the great carp in the pool, the spirit of the Komatsu cherry tree. The Yoshiro Mountains hold different varieties of cherry trees. The flowering cherry tree called Sakura are native to Japan. Kodama and Kurozomi, tree spirit, manifesting as the spirit of Harunas Iserulata, Japanese cherry. Tomoe Tomo, ferocity, drives away the smallpox demons. Lee no Hayata, killing a ne at the Imperial Palace. Kiyohina changing into a serpent at Hidaka River, and Gamo Sahide's servant, Toki Mosada, hurling a demon king to the ground at Mount Inohana. If you stop to consider the names of the prints, or should we call these illustrations, seems they're both, they're not all ghost stories. Like snowflakes, each story is unique. Instead of being composed of water, they're a supernatural sampler of ghosts, demons, and spirits. The following is taken from the online etymology dictionary at etymonline.com. about the word spirit, which is a noun, and pronounced in Japanese, siashing. Quote, animating or vital principle in man and animals. From Anglo-French, spirit. Old French, esprit, spirit, soul. Modern French, esprit, and directly from Latin, spiritus, a breathing, respiration, and of the wind. Breath, breath of a god. Hence, inspiration, breath of life. And it continues. Quote, meaning, supernatural, immaterial creature. Angel, demon, an apparition. Invisible, corporeal, being of an airy nature. Unquote. Wait a sec here. Yes, Netflix, we're still here. I'll start the fireplace back up. Well, we've lost the space heater. Don't worry, though, the gallery heater will kick on. I'm going to tell you the story of the spirit of the Komatsu cherry tree. Reading from the book, Yoshitoshi's 36 Ghosts by John Stevenson. The complex story behind this print is taken from the kabuki play Tsumoru Koi no Siki no 2, or a love story at the snow-covered barrier. Written in 1784, it tells of the efforts of two brothers, Munisada and Yasusada, to thwart the attempts of Lord Koranushi to usurp the power of the emperor. Munisada is betrothed to the beautiful poetess Ono no Komachi. 24. Yasusada loves a courtesan, Kurozomi, who has magical powers. The evil Koranushi has arrived at a mountain barrier, customs post, outside Kyoto and is drinking sake and chopping firewood to keep warm. He decides to build a shrine to ensure the success of his plot, using as material an ancient cherry tree that stands nearby. Before he can cut it down, he is overcome by a strange lassitude. The spirit of the tree appears to him in the form of the enchanting Kurozumi, who questions him about his plans. Attracted, he eventually tells her of his ambitions and all that he intends to do. The courtesan disappears, and in her place stands the hostile spirit of the cherry tree. She subdues Kurenishi with a cherry branch before he can wield his great axe. The delicate dryad in the print wears the elaborate costume of a courtesan. A number of ornamental wooden combs adorn her hair, which is arranged in a wildly exaggerated momowari parted peach, a style still popular among apprentice geisha. Her huge obi is tied in front, an indication that she is a courtesan. An obi is normally fastened behind the back. A spirit, she has no feet. Her robe is patterned with cherry blossoms, and cherry blossoms float gracefully around her. Lafcadio Hearn, one of the first interpreters of things Japanese to the West, wrote in the mid-1890s, "This year, the Tokyo color prints seem to me of unusual interest. My latest purchase has been a set of weird studies, specters of all kinds, known to the Far East. Some are extremely unpleasant, but a few are really charming. Here, for example, is A Delicious Thing by Chaiken Nobu, just published and for sale at the remarkable price of 3 sen. Very lovely, is she not? With that shy sweetness in her downcast gaze, that light and dainty grace as of a resting butterfly? Observe that the cherry flowers, falling from the branch above, are passing through her form. See also the folds of her robe below, melting into blue faint mist. How delicate and vapory the whole thing is. It gives you the feeling of a Japanese spring morning. She is a tree spirit, the spirit of the cherry tree. Only in the twilight of morning or of evening, she appears gliding about her tree. And whoever sees her must love her. There is a legend of one tree spirit who loved a man and even gave him a son." Hearn could be describing the design here, printed about 5 years before Chikanobu's. Yoshitoshi's design, however, would have cost considerably more than 3 sen, or the equivalent of 2 cents, at the then prevailing exchange rate. By the late 1880s, Yoshitoshi had become the most highly paid ukiyo-e artist ever. With his lively interest in Japanese mythology, especially ghosts, Hearn would certainly have been acquainted with Yoshitoshi's work. The next group of 12 woodblock prints include Shoki, capturing a demon in a dream, The Enlightenment of Jigoku Daiyu, Fujiwara no Sanikata's Obsession with the Sparrow, Taiyu Horimochi vanquishing the demon of Mount Togkusi, The Ghost of Okiyu at Sarayaski, Fujiwara no Hidesato shooting the centipede at the Dragon King's Palace, The Ghost of Wicked Genta Yoshihiya attacking Namba Tsuru at Nunobiki Waterfall, The Fox Woman Kusa Noha leaving her child, Nita Tada Tsune seeing an apparition in a cave, Kiyomori sees hundreds of skulls at Fukuhara, The Death Stone of Nasu Mor, The Autumn Wind Blows. There is nothing more to say. Grass grows through the eye sockets of Ono's skull, Narihira. This group has 2 demons, 2 ghosts, death, an apparition. That's 6 out of 12. Then there's a bunch of skulls, a fox woman, a sparrow, naturey. Japanese ghosts are nocturnal. Much like a traditional vampire, they show their identity in reflections and can be see-through. Usually, Japanese ghosts are women who have been wronged. The Japanese word for ghost is kai, which also means strange, monstrous, and weird. Reading from Yoshitoshi's 36 Ghosts, an excerpt from Donald Ritchie, 1983, quote, "But the Japanese ghost, being pure passion, is also pure drama. Its appearances have the presence, the panache, of a skilled actor. It arranges itself in vivid tableau vivant poses. It spotlights itself, as it were, near the well or under the willow. Its movements are almost choreographed in their skillful certainty. And when it triumphs, the gestures are like those of a great diva, or the masterful handling of the mi at the climax of the kabuki." Unquote. Kami is the word for spiritual presences. With sumo wrestling, there are two distinct claps to let them know you are present. The stories in the 36 ghosts are both yudei and kai. People knew they lived among supernatural beings. A teaching of the Shinto religion is that objects that are natural, for example, a person, a tree, or a man, possess degrees of kami, soul. Ghost stories may show up in Japanese plays, kabuki and no theater, paintings, and yes, Yoshitoshi's woodblock prints from the Japanese Meiji period. Here's a quick aside on the Meiji period. Our artist, Yoshitoshi, would have been 29 at the time Emperor Meiji began his rule at age 15. The new emperor called the time period the Enlightened Rule. The feudal system of samurai warriors was phased out, Japan was no longer isolated, and during this time Japan became an industrialized and modern state, while working on keeping their values. From railroads to universal education, they got a lot done. When you think of the red tape you can hit when working with groups, they got a lot done. Quoted from etymonline.com, here's some information about the word ghost, also a noun, in Japanese pronounced yudei. Quote, Old English, ghast, quote, breath, good or bad, spirit, angel, demon, person, man, human being. In biblical use, soul, spirit, life. Continuing, German, geist, spirit or ghost. Old English, gestan, to frighten. Ghost is the English representative of the usual West Germanic word for supernatural being. In Christian writing, in Old English, it is used to render Latin spiritus, see spirit, a sense preserved in Holy Ghost, sense of disembodied spirit of a dead person, especially imagined as wandering among the living or haunting them, is attested from late 14C and returns the word toward its likely prehistoric sense. It continues, most Indo-European words for soul, spirit, also double with reference to supernatural spirits. Many have a base sense of appearance, such as Greek phantasma, French specter, Polish widmo, from Old Church Slavonic vidati, to see, Old English sin, Old High Germanic giskin. Originally appearance apparition related to Old English seinen, Old High German skinen, to shrine. Other concepts are in French, revenant, literally returning from the other world, Old Norse apterganga, literally backcomer, Britain, bugel nos, literally night child, Latin manes, probably is a euphemism. After all of this talk of ghosts and hauntings, in case you were wondering, the world of the dead is called Yami. And we'll wrap up the introduction to the list of Yoshitoshi's 36 ghosts with the last 12 woodblock prints. priest Rago of Mi Temple, transformed by wicked thoughts into a rat, Ran Mardu and the mysterious Sago Palm, the peony lantern, the ghost of Tira and Tomomori appearing at Daimatsu Bay, Kobayakawa Takagaye debating with the Tengu of Mount Hiko. What is a Tengu? Quote, in Japanese folklore, a type of mischievous supernatural being. A type of supernatural being sometimes considered the reincarnated spirit of one who was proud and arrogant in life. Tengu are renowned swordsmen and are said to have taught the military arts to the Minamoto hero Yoshitsune. They live in trees in mountainous areas. And that came from Britannica.com. Next, the fox fires in Nijusiko. The ever-reflecting water is frozen and covered in ice. It does not mirror the evening sky, Soji. Minamoto no Yorimitsu, striking at the ground spider. The good woman's spirit praying in the waterfall. The lucky tea kettle of Morin Temple. The Yatsuya ghost story. And last, the heavy basket. With this selection of woodblock prints, we have a couple of ghost stories, a spider, a mysterious plant, a lucky tea kettle, that is just a great title, and overall spooky, strange stuff in the compilation of all 36 woodblock prints. I watched a video about ukiyo woodblock printmaking with Keizaburo Matsuzaki by the Gallery of NSW on the process of a Japanese woodblock print in production, and the process Yoshitoshi would have followed. He would have worked with students, block cutters, and printers. Each might have signatures on the piece. He would create the drawing first. Students may have helped more as the project continued, as this was his last work before he died. Cherrywood block carvers would use the drawing face down to carve the wood blocks, and there were multiple blocks for each print. Their process was destructive to the drawing. One block for each color they would lay down, and the color was put down by the printer, who had the skill to properly align each added layer, and at times to create special fades to an area. There could be up to 15 to 20 blocks carved for different colors for each print. The printer used a mark to align the block with the paper perfectly. You'd find that at youtu.be/T8UF3PZ3KGQ. The woodblock print series of the 36 ghosts is in a large format, measuring approximately 9 by 14 inches as discussed, plus a half-inch margin, and was created by a team. The artist of a woodblock print would provide the finished drawing on note paper, which was then laid on a cherry woodblock and carved away. The raised outline of the drawing remained, but the drawing, from what I can tell, was destroyed. The drawing has been called a sketch, including a registration mark cut into the corner of each block to aid in alignment for printing. The colors used could be kept in register or target over target so they were applied where they were supposed to be. If you've ever tried working with rubber stamps or even a potato stamp, trying to align things without a registration mark, complex overprinting registration mark is difficult. Complex overprinting was used on the texture, rocks and robes, for example. While the artist's name is on the prints, the engraver's name is in a tiny cartouche or area. If we go for a moment to Egyptian art, their cartouches were oval with the name of the king. For these woodblock prints, the engraver's name is in the bottom left with three characters. One of those characters would be representing a knife, and the printers were anonymous. Ukiyo-e is translated in English as Pictures of the Floating World, which included actors, geisha, history, folk tales, landscapes, and more. The floating world showed a lifestyle, as discussed. The audience for the ukiyo-e woodblock prints was the merchant class, who became more wealthy during the Edo period and were able to purchase and then display the prints at home. French artists discovered Japanese woodblock prints and were influenced. The Met Museum has a book titled, quote, The Great Wave, The Influence of Japanese Woodcuts on French Prints, unquote. This was written by Colta Feller Ives, 1974. Their description on the book explains how this went down. Quote, after Admiral Perry broke through Japan's isolation in 1854, the current of Japanese trade flowed west again, bearing with it the colored woodcuts of Hokusai, Hiroshige, and their contemporaries. Some of the most avid collectors of these prints were the French Impressionists and Nabis, who found in them new ways to treat their own prints. In the Great Wave, Colta Feller Ives, curator in charge, Department of Prints and Photographs, the Metropolitan Museum of Art, recounts the phenomenal, quote, cult of Japan, unquote, in late 19th century France, and reveals, through direct comparisons in particular, impact on the graphic work of Manet, Degas, Cassatt, Bonnard, and Vuillard, Toulouse-Lautrec, and Gauguin, unquote. Sorry if I mispronounced anybody's name. The original name of Tsukikokai Yoshitoshi was Wardia Yonotsero. He lived with his uncle, who taught him art lessons starting around the age of 5. When he was 11, Wardia became Kuniyoshi's apprentice. Kuniyoshi was a master artist of Japanese woodblock prints, and he gave Wardia the name Yoshitoshi that showed the Utagawa school. The Utagawa school was a school of ukiyo-e. Yoshitoshi created paintings, print series, triptych, and nishiki, which were woodblock prints, full-page illustration, often accompanying true crime articles in newspapers. He was 26 when his first major print series was produced. Ghost prints were a popular genre, and his teacher, Kuniyoshi, created macabre pieces including ghosts and gory battles. In 1872, Yoshitoshi suffered a mental breakdown attributed to how unpopular some of his recent designs were. I think we can feel some empathy for him. The good news is in 1873 he was back and signed his name now with Daiso, meaning the Great Resurrection. I'm not sure when his name changed to Tsukikokai Yoshitoshi. Toward the end of his life in 1891, Yoshitoshi had some mental trouble, physical deterioration, and a run of bad luck. His home was robbed and his money stolen. He was admitted to a mental hospital, which he left just 3 weeks before his death. He went to a rented room instead of back home and died in 1892 from a cerebral hemorrhage at 53. His last work was the collection of 36 ghosts, and he was assisted by his students. The following story comes from the notes on the artist and series from the book Yoshitoshi's 36 Ghosts by John Stevenson. The story is very eerie. Toward the end of his life, Kuniyoshi was commissioned by the Okamoto family to paint a mural for the Senso Temple in Edo, present-day Tokyo. He chose as subject the hag of Adachi Gahara, an old woman who murdered visitors to her lonely house on the moors, a figure that his student Yoshitoshi was to depict several times. A few weeks later, Kuniyoshi was persuaded to attend a play about the hag, but became sick on the journey and turned back. An earthquake struck Edo before he could reach home, the catastrophic Ansei earthquake of 1855 that caused great loss of life. Kuniyoshi was unhurt but badly shaken, and when he finally arrived home, his household had given him up for lost. The Okamoto family were all killed in their house. Kuniyoshi was profoundly disturbed by the Okamoto's fate and blamed it on the bad luck associated with the Adzigahara story. Presumably, the incident also reinforced any superstitious inclinations among the students living in Kuniyoshi's household, including Yoshitoshi, then aged an impressionable 16. It was a direct quote from page 11 of Yoshitoshi's 36 Ghosts. So that seems very eerie, and a lot of strange coincidences happening. Yoshitoshi was born in Edo, which was renamed to Tokyo in 1868. Tokyo is now one of the world's most populated cities, with 13.96 million people living in the megalopolis as of 2021. The city of Tokyo spreads across 847.14 square miles on the longest island in Japan, Honshu, Japanese mainland. Japan has a lot of mountains and active volcanoes, like the iconic Mount Fuji, also known as Fujisan, which is just 100 kilometers from Tokyo at 3,776 meters, is the highest point in Japan. The last eruption was in 1707, and Tokyo, Edo at the time, was covered in 6 inches of ash. With over 6,000 islands, vast mountainous areas, including the Japanese Alps, and massive forests that have never been explored, Japan is a land where waterfalls drape in elegant veils, sand dunes shift, and active volcanoes steam. It is a place where ghosts, and for that matter, monsters, come from one place, the depths of hell. Wow, look at the time. What strange and spooky stories we've read this cold winter's night. Thank you for joining me. I hope you've enjoyed this episode as much as I had fun researching it. If you want to learn more about Japanese woodblock prints, you can watch Hokusai and the Art of Woodblock Prints, Lecture 16, Mark Ravina, PhD, Emory University on Wondrium, which you may have known earlier as the Great Courses, but now it's called Wondrium. There's a lecture on YouTube, The Many Worlds of Ukiyo-e Prints by Sarah Thompson, Assistant Curator for Japanese Prints, Museum of Fine Arts, Boston. And it was on YouTube as of April 3rd, 2013. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can follow The Whispering Gallery on Instagram or donate at buymeacoffee.com/suznikart, S-U-Z-N-I-K, art, to help fund the podcast. Our costs include podcast audio hosting service, book purchases like the Yoshitoshi 36 Ghosts by John Stevenson, and Japanese Legends and Folklore by A.B. Mitford, as well as the services we use and donate to Freesound, Wondrium, and Wikipedia. If you'd like to volunteer to help with research or in some other way, feel free to reach out. Just DM me on Instagram. And if you have ideas for spooky art stories you'd like me to cover, please DM me on Instagram as well. On another note, I'm going to be taking a hiatus during the first quarter of 2022. I plan to be back in May. You can get a free enamel pin to spruce up your coat, scarf, bag, or hat with our little skull logo on it. Just rate and review the podcast and DM the screenshot to me on Instagram with your address, and I'll send you a pin for free. If you rate and review the show, it will help other people decide if they want to listen. On that note, please tell your friends, art friends, and family about the podcast if you think they might enjoy the spooky art stories. If you're still in the mood to listen to an art-related episode, check out Atlas Obscura's episode, Tree of 40 Fruits Art Installation. It's pretty cool, and you may especially like it if you like to garden or have plants. I hope you have a happy holiday season, dear Whispering Gallery listeners. And don't forget to keep your flashlight close and your spooky art stories closer in case the lights go out in the Whispering Gallery. You have no idea how many times I had to correct voice-to-text Prince, as in Prince Charming, back to Prince, as in woodblock Prince, in my notes. Enunciation lessons, right? After telling the story about the hag of Adatsikahara, the earthquake, and all those affected, I was hoping that she wouldn't show up in my bathroom mirror by me saying her name too many times as I was trying to get it right. And yes, Netflix, I'm still here.